Yes, dear Father, we do thank you that you do never change. We thank you that you're always faithful, always gracious, always loving, always kind, especially to your children. And so, Father, as we come to look at your word, we confess that without you, we can't understand it. Without your Spirit leading us into all the truth, we cannot understand it. So, Father, we pray that you might open up your word to our hearts, you might speak to us, and you might show us what you want us to know. And as we see it, we pray that you'll give us the grace to do those things you say. We pray these things for Christ's sake. Amen. When James Garfield, later to become president of the USA, when he was principal of a college, one of the fathers asked him if the course of his studies could be shortened so his son might be able to complete his studies in less time. "Certainly," Garfield replied, "but it all depends on what you want to make of your son. You see," he said, "when God wants to make an oak tree, he takes 100 years. But when he wants to make a squash, he only requires 2 months. In our world today, we want everything yesterday. We tend to think that anything worthwhile can be obtained right now. Doesn't matter how much debt we run up, so long as we have it. That's why probably our nation has such a large credit card debt. But it's not so in God's program. God's purpose in dealing with you and I, his children, is to make us holy. Holiness cannot be obtained in an instant. Holiness takes a lifetime. And that includes being patient and accepting those times when God is silent. Now we note in Genesis 16:16 that Abram was 86 years old when Ishmael was born. And God last spoke to Abram back in chapter 15. And he doesn't hear from God until he is 99 years old, which we read this morning. Just think. No vision, no voice, no visit, only silence for 13 years or more. Now try to imagine it. Complete silence from God for 13 years. I don't know whether you or I could be able to handle that. But Abraham did. He trusted God for those 13 years, no matter what. Finally, after this silence, God revealed himself to Abram and said, "I am God Almighty, or the Almighty One." Now that name that God uses there carries the thought of God who is all-powerful, ever-present, eternal, all-knowing, faithful, good, and sovereign. You see, the Lord had not left Abram. He was there with him. He was ever present with him. He was all knowing and all powerful. He was faithful and good and sovereign towards him. You know, there'll be times when we think God's not there. We have not heard from him for a while. Don't panic. God has not left you. He's watching over you. He's caring for you. Jesus said, "I will never leave you nor forsake you." no matter what happens. If you haven't heard from God, He is still there. He's still watching over you. Well, after God announced to Abram who He was, He had something to say to him. And we read that in verse 17, chapter 17 and verse 1. He said, I am God Almighty, walk before me. God did not say crawl. He didn't say move or run. He didn't say hurry up and make up for lost time. No, God told him to walk. One step at a time. They are to be decisive steps, taken over the long haul of our lives. It's not a marathon, nor a sprint. A walk can go on day after day. And as we walk, we actually gain strength. And this walk with God is to do with Abram's relationship with God. He and us are to walk with God, doing what He requires of us constantly and consistently, day after day, over the long period of our lives upon this earth. Tell me, are you walking with God now? Is He directing your steps? Are you listening to Him and walking in the way that He wants you to go? Or are you doing your own thing? In the army, the sergeant is the one who takes you through your drills. He's the one who calls out the orders which you are to obey. He keeps everything all in order. He keeps everyone marching together in the right direction. The Lord Jesus Christ is our instructor. He gives us our orders. He keeps us going together in the right direction. And in the army, you need to know your drill sergeant's voice, because his is the voice that you have to obey. As we read God's word daily, and I trust you do, we are to be attuned to the voice of our Saviour. And we should seek to obey that voice. Well, not only was Abram to walk with God, but he was to walk blameless. Now, blameless does not mean sinless. It means complete, whole, sound, unimpaired, having integrity. Blameless means morally grounded, even after mistakes. So to paraphrase, really, God is saying to Abram, keep your eyes fixed on me, with your ear tuned to my voice, and your mind alert to my directions. If you do, you will find that you have risen above this sin-sick world that you live in. You see, God was not asking Abram to do anything new or different. He'd been walking with God in the past, but now God is asking him to continue that walk. During those years of silence, when Abram did not hear from God, he continued to trust God, and he became a man of deep faith. Perhaps there are times when God doesn't speak to us. He hasn't left us. No, He's there. But He's calling us to trust Him in the silence and to continue to walk with Him by faith. 25 years have passed since God first spoke to Abram and called him out of Ur. Since then, Abram slowly learnt to trust God by faith. And God was now ready to give him, or confirm to him, the covenant blessing And we read that this morning. At 99 years of age, God met Abram and made a covenant with him, or actually confirmed the covenant with him. And the time had now come for God's promise to Abram to be fulfilled. First of all, God changed Abram's name to Abraham, which means father of a multitude. God also promised to make him exceedingly fruitful, to make him into a nation or nations, and kings would come forth from those nations. God's covenant would extend to Abraham's offspring, and God would give him and his offspring all the land of Canaan. And finally, God would be his God and his descendants' God. Abraham, in other words, you can count on these things. God will do it. He has promised. He doesn't lie. Never doubt it, even if you do not hear from God. In verse 9 of chapter 17, God gives Abraham his part in that covenant to play. And what was that? Well, the Lord wanted Abraham to walk with him, to honour God through living a life that was pleasing to him. He was to walk with God in such a way that the nations around him would be inspired to worship the one true God. God also reaffirms his promise with Sarah that she would have a son. And she was to call him Isaac. And God would confirm his covenant with him. And around 12 months later, Isaac was welcomed into their home with great joy. So what do we learn from all of this? This story of Abraham is an urgent call for all of us to firstly slow down in this so-called fast world. Consider what's important in God's eyes. Get in tune with God's plan and God's purpose for our lives. And determine to walk with God without running ahead or lagging behind. Slowing down and waiting upon God for him to fulfill his promises will help you avoid a life that's filled with regrets. Get alone with God. Meditate upon his word. Give him time to speak to your heart and to guide you in the way you should go. Take time to cultivate a deep relationship with God. And you will find you'll start worrying less because you will not be worried about what other people think, but you'll be more concerned about pleasing the Lord in every area of your life. You see, when we grow deeper in our relationship with God, we're going to trust God more and more. We're going to know that he is sovereign, that he does have our lives in his hands, and he is working out his purposes in your life and mine. We will know that everything that comes upon us is for our good, whether we like it or not. And God is doing it so we will learn to walk closer to him. So brothers and sisters, let's slow down. Wait on the Lord. Devote yourself to walk with him instead of making decisions and expecting God to bless those decisions. Lean on him Stop worrying. Let him control everything that comes into our lives, because our Lord knows what he's doing and he never makes mistakes. May God encourage you and I in our walk with him. I'm going to ask you to just bow in prayer. We're not going to pray. We're going to listen to a song, a message in song, and we want you to think about those words as we hear them. Every moment of every hour, teach us, Lord, to walk with you, to listen to you, and to obey you. Forgive us, Lord, where we have failed in that area. And we do give our lives afresh to you, for you to have your own way in our hearts and lives, for you to take us and do with us whatever you want, so that your will, your plan, and your purpose might be fulfilled through us. We pray for the glory of the Lord Jesus.